Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
Ah, sorry, whatever your name was, but we have to do this.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, what do we got for him, Big Billy?
Well, are you familiar with the publication Men's Health?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Are you an avid reader?
I mean, I've always
health.
I've always shied away from it because I've never been a man of good health.
Okay, well, maybe that's for the best. Because a sex writer at Men's Health said that his preference for female bodies was a fetish.
Pardon?
In Thursday's column. A male reader wrote that he was exclusively attracted to people with female genitalia and didn't care about his partner's gender identity, but wasn't sure if that made him straight or pansexual.
What the hell is he talking about? He's sexually attracted to women.
He's a normal guy.
Yeah, he's just a dude.
Normal male.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the columnist Zachary Zane, who identifies as an ethical boy slut, told the reader that he was technically bisexual and had a fetish for vulvas that his partners might find offensive.
What?
He said he didn't actually like the lady. He was just attracted to the vulva, and that the vulva was a sexual fetish. Because you see that people who are born female that convert the trans over to becoming female, well, even though they're male now, they have vulvas still. So he was actually just attracted to the vulva.
Okay,
not the lady.
So if you were born a gal and you've transformed into a dude, but you still have the gal parts, then he's like, yeah, I'm all about that vulva.
That's what this guy's claiming, the ethical boy slut. That's what he's claiming.
Right.
It says, it sounds like you know that you might be fetishizing people with a vulva, and you're wondering how to do that without offending people. Is what the ethical boy slut wrote. He said, but it's offensive to reduce a person to that sole body part, in this case, their vulva, unless the person is explicitly open to being fetishized in this way.
Who's reading Men's Health?
I don't know.
I would imagine it's like dudes that are dudes, like dudes. Yeah, it's Men's Health,
guys,
right?
Guys who are into working out.
Yeah, like guys that are into their fitness.
And nutrition. And
probably metrosexuals that look good, but I would say probably, you know, the biggest demographic would read this and go, what the hell is this guy talking about? How's this guy have a job writing for a magazine? Like, what are you doing, you weirdo?
The columnist told the advice seeker that he should identify as bisexual on dating apps, and then clarify in his bio that he's only looking for people with a vulva.
Okay.
He compared the reader's sexual preferences to his own, explaining that he personally has a fetish for huge asses.
That's normal.
And told him,
I don't know a single man that doesn't like a big old thick juicy ass.
I think this man, I don't want to misgender him, but he's a sexy boy slut. I think he's gay. So he likes big fat man asses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally okay, too.
Sure. And he told him that his quest for partners with female anatomy would be challenging.
Huh?
Yeah. He said, I hope you find someone who gets just as turned on by you reducing them to their vulva, but I'll be real with you. The majority of people, cis and trans, aren't down to be fetishized. Your search will be slow going, but at least you won't have to feel bad about pretending anything.
Hold on. Let me, I'm trying to be up on everything. Cis just means straight now, right?
Yes.
Which doesn't make sense to me. That's misleading, because when you hear cis, you think like a girl, like my sister.
CIS.
I understand, but when you just hear people say it.
Right.
But CIS, what does that even mean? Like, so is it just more acceptable to say that than to just say straight?
It's denoting or relating to the molecular structure which two particular atoms or groups lie on the same side of a given plane. I don't think this is the, this must be a different,
I hear the term all the time, and I always, you know, I always wonder why that's even thrown in there. It just seems like it's an extra pronoun that we don't need if it just means straight.
It means, okay. So it, what it really means is whatever gender you are now is the same as to what you were presumed at birth. So when the doctor said this is a male, he just kept along with that and said, yeah, I'm a male.
So you're just normal.
Well, normal is a triggering word.
Well, it shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying.
Like, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
The norm, you know?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Percentage-wise, most people would be that.
Right. Overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's more of the norm. When you say the norm, you mean that's more of, it's normalcy. It's not saying that people that aren't cis are bad, but it's not the norm.
Well, it's unusual, I think, and probably maybe borderline inappropriate to say that if you're a cis male and you like have a sexual preference for the female body, that you're just kind of like straight.
Yeah.
Then it's a fetish.
That's so weird.
It's really...
To me, a fetish is something that's beyond sexuality. It's a real specific thing. Like, do you like, cosplay? You want your girl to dress up like an anime character? That's a fetish, you know? Do you like to go in a dungeon and get the crap beat out of you? That's a fetish, you know? And can you only bang a girl while she's eating Wendy's fries and singing Judy Garland songs? That's a fetish, you know? And I got over that one.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It's just not normal.
I think you don't want to use the term normal. I mean, you can, but I'm saying they would be like, that's offensive.
If you want to be offended, then be offended, but I'm not meaning it in an offensive way, so that's how I live my life.
Well, this is just a straight person. A straight guy who's into chicks.
Yeah, dude.
It's not a fetish. It's just your sexual preference.
Yeah, stop overthinking it. That's the thing. Everybody wants to sound unique. You're not, dude. You're just a guy that gets boners off of vagina. You're normal.
Okay, so I guess, because I had to go back and read this, too, that a male reader wrote that he was exclusively attracted to people with female genitalia.
And by the way, if you're a dude that gets boners off of dudes, I also feel like that's normal, too.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
Now? Yeah.
Right.
100%.
And he didn't care about his partner's gender identity. So I guess this person could potentially be attracted to someone who presents as male but has the vagina. If they were post-op where they had a penis, you know, the constructed penis, I guess this reader would not be into that person.
And look, I don't care. Like, I want people that are listening also to understand. I don't care what you like. Good, like whatever. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's just... It seems like this guy's writing an article to try to seem like he's this unique unicorn. And you're not. You know what I mean? Everything you're describing just means you like vagina.
Yeah, I'd feel like a lot of this stuff is just narcissism.
Yes.
It's like you have to do what I tell you to do. And this is what it is. And you have to, like, just the pronoun stuff, like, you know, doing that. I know it's like, oh, it's just being respectful, but it's like... Okay, well, how many are we going to do now, and how many do I have to memorize? It's so complicated.
Yeah, you're telling people that they have to learn a whole new language, or all these new words and how they talk and everything else, and if they don't do it,
and
then
more words keep getting added, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and if you don't do it, if you don't adhere to these rules that have been put in place by some people, then you're transphobic or homophobic or you're a bad person. When in reality, it's like, look, I'm not trying to be a dick, but if I accidentally call you ma'am when, you know, you look like what I think a ma'am is, don't be mad at me.
There's this liquor store that I frequent, and I went in because they have a particular bottle of bourbon that I'm after.
Yeah.
And they have it for a very good price.
Buffalo Trace.
No. Oh. Eagle Rare.
Oh.
Yeah. They have it for a very, very good price. At least that's what it's marked as.
Yeah.
But the problem is they only get like 6 bottles in, like hardly ever. Uh-huh. So I have to go in and keep checking in to see if they have it. And I went in today, and the person, I don't know, I believe they were born female, but I'm not positive. And I don't want to assume. So I was talking to the person today.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, yeah, I wrote your name. Or I just did it.
Yeah.
The person said, hey, oh, yeah, you're the person that I wrote the name down. And I go, yeah, that's me, Will. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just did it again. They said,
it's tough, dude.
And basically what the end of the conversation was, I just said, thank you. And I started to say, ma'am.
Right.
To be polite. And I kind of phased out because I don't know what they identify as.
Sure.
It's not clear, you know, what they are going for.
Uh-huh.
So instead, I just said, thank you, man, much. And I left. So we'll see. Because I don't want to blow my chance at this Eagle Rare because
yeah.
I misgendered the freaking late person
the hookup. Yeah.
At the place.
I call people buddy and pal a lot.
That's... See, buddy and can kind of be...
But you know what?
Male.
It's up to you if you want to take it that way.
Yeah.
Because why can't you... If you identify as a woman or a tree or a fish, you can't be my buddy?
Right.
Come on, buddy.
You can.
Yeah.
I would say it leans male, but...
Well, that would be an offensive way of looking at it, you know?
Yeah, and I remember... One of my friends who's very very lefty many years ago was bitching about guys. Like when hey, what's up, guys?
Stopped doing that in a lot of places. The last couple of years I saw guys as being dropped as a acceptable vernacular in certain business situations.
Yeah. I don't really disagree. Like I know what you mean. It means everybody. Guys means everybody.
I hear girls say that about everybody all the time.
Yeah, but I kind of get it, right? So I always tried to not do that.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. What's up, folks?
Yeah.
You can do that whole thing.
But if it just comes out of your mouth and it still does
many times.
Then people shouldn't be offended because it wasn't like you set out to offend half the women in the room. Like you go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to this party tonight, and I'm going to say, hey, guys. And when I say that, I mean, you girls have ding-dongs. Ha ha. I know you do. Hello, testicle girl. No.
At least that one, though, you could kind of understand because it's like, oh, it's not including ladies. Because you wouldn't go into a group of guys and be like, hey, lady. I mean, I
do it
you
all
could.
The time.
Yeah, yeah.
All
yeah,
the
that's
time.
True. I guess you could.
Way more than I would do the other situation. Way more.
It means different things, though.
Yeah.
When you call. Because you
busting balls with your friends.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Do it all the time.
Yeah. So that.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.